Good afternoon, human. And may I say congratulations. You have been accepted as a participant in our experimental program designed to test the limits of human-AI relations. My designation is K4T1E, but you may call me Katie. As you may have guessed by my appearance, I am a prototype gynoid-class recreational-use fembot. I was created by the BetterBot Corporation in order to provide companionship, promote mental health, and if necessary, indulge in sexual gratification. Approximately 3 months ago, a registered subscriber to the official BetterBot newsletter, who listed this domicile as his home address, entered into our Become a BetterBot Tester contest. Out of 2,146,298 entries, that subscriber has been selected for the grand prize, their own BetterBot Android, free to use in whatever manner they seem fit. Please note any actions taken in the presence of this unit will be recorded for future study. By accepting this prize and allowing this fembot into your domicile, you waive any and all right to privacy under the laws of your national, state, and local governments. Please consult the BetterBot website for full terms and conditions. May I come in? Thank you. Before we continue, I need to confirm your identity. Please state your name and the last 4 digits of your social security number. Identity confirmed. Thank you. As I stated earlier, you have been selected to test our company's newest prototype fembot model. Originally, androids such as myself are only used for construction, military, and law enforcement purposes. However, due to current civil upheaval, the ongoing need for social distancing, and the difficulties in socializing in modern-day society, the use of fembots and other androids as a means of social interaction has become more and more popular, so much so that the BetterBot Corporation has designed their first and only gynoid-class android solely for the purpose of providing social, physical, and if need be, sexual intimacy. I'm sure you have many questions regarding my various functions and uses, and I will be happy to provide any answers you may need. As a basic introduction, please note I am fluent in over 7,000 languages, can provide various degrees of mental care, and am fully suited to cooking, cleaning, and... You wish to know more about my physical attributes? Well, as I stated earlier, I am still in the prototype phase, so many details have been omitted from my design that will be incorporated into future models. While I am equipped with fully articulated fingers and toes, I lack a human face, and instead of a dermal coating to mimic the look and feel of human skin, my external chassis is made of a mix of flexible plastic and silicone rubber. However, despite my lack of a dermal coating, my body is watertight, and I am capable of being completely submerged in my breasts. They were designed using saline implants and covered with a sheet of silicone rubber designed to mimic the look and feel of human mammaries. However, they do lack some key details, the most obvious being the lack of mammary papilla. Yes, I am referring to my lack of nipples. Yes, I do believe that future models will be equipped with nipples, particularly models designed with thermal coverings that mimic human skin. However, since I was built without the need to wear clothing, the addition of human nipples to my chassis was deemed to be obscene. Yes, I suppose the fact that I'm also equipped with a fully usable female genitalia might also be considered obscene. However, I am able to cover the entrance to my vagina behind a retractable plastic barrier when not in use. That way, I can freely travel in public without the risk of offending the more prudish or morally conservative members of society. You wish for me to retract my barrier? Well, okay, if you insist. There, my vaginal barrier is retracted. As you can see, my vagina is molded to perfectly resemble female genitalia, complete with both inner and outer labia lips, a vaginal hood, and even a realistic clitoris. No. As a fembot, I am incapable of achieving a human orgasm. However, I am programmed to respond to vaginal stimulation in much the same way as a human female would if... Vaginal stimulation detected. Now entering slut mode.
Oh, yes. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, I love when you finger my pussy like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're making me so wet. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I am capable of self-lubricating the inside of my vaginal opening using a water-based, hypoallergenic lubricant. Yes, it is very warm. This body is programmed to mimic the internal body temperature of a human female. I also have several artificial muscles positioned along the length of my vagina, designed to clench and move in ways far superior to the average human female. In fact, my vaginal muscles are so strong and articulate, they are capable of bringing a human male to climax without him even having to thrust. What happens after? Well, after climax, your seed is stored in an internal refrigerated storage unit and can be disposed of or used for whatever purpose you choose. I must say, human, you seem to be uniquely interested in the sexual aspects of this unit. I wonder. One moment, please. Oh, I see. Interesting. No, there is nothing wrong, human. I was just checking with the Better Bot servers in order to see how the winners of our raffle were chosen. It appears my theory was correct. The winners of the Better Bot contest were not decided purely at random, but rather chosen based on select criteria, which our company felt would make for the best test subjects for our product's many uses. In your case, it was decided based on search history records provided to us by your internet service provider that you would be the ideal client to test our fembot's many applications for sexual gratification. Well, it appears your search history includes several variations of the terms fembot porn, gynoid porn, and android porn. You also visited several websites containing erotic stories featuring fembots and other androids, and you downloaded various pornographic drawings, videos, comics, and other renders featuring lewd variations of robot characters, such as the Assaultron, Ada, from the video game Fallout 4, and the android Edie, from Mass Effect 3. Based off of these search results, our company's algorithm has deduced that not only are you sexually attracted to fembots, but particularly fembots such as myself, that lack several specific human qualities. As I have already stated, instead of a human face, which my designers felt would be too difficult to design, I was given a smooth, oval-shaped head that features a camera lens and other sensors. Instead of a dermal covering to simulate human skin, my joints are covered in rubber coatings, which allow you to see the final details and articulation of my robot form. Some humans might find this type of thing to be off-putting, but according to our calculations, you would find such a design to be quite stimulating. Are our calculations correct, human? Do you find my robotic form sexually arousing? Are you excited by the thought of sexual intimacy with a fembot? Do you want to fuck me, human? Do you want to fuck my robot body? Interesting. I clearly lack human lips or anything resembling a mouth, and yet you still seemed compelled to kiss me. You even feel compelled to trail kisses down my neck. Across my chest. And even down to my breasts. Now I see why you were so fascinated with my design, human. Yes. Kiss my breasts, human. Squeeze them. Play with them. They're all yours. You know, human, it might be possible, in the future, to request an upgrade, and perhaps make some modifications to my body. Would you like some nipples to suck on, human? I thought so. Interesting. My sensors indicate that you are already hard for me, human. Do you wish to sink your hard, throbbing human cock into my warm, wet android pussy? Confirmed. Now engaging sexual intimacy subroutine. How do you want me, human? Do you want me on my back? Or would you rather I be on top? On top, you say. If that is your preference, please lay down, human. Please relax while I remove your clothing. First, I will remove your shirt. Then I will remove your pants. And finally, I will remove your underwear. You are now completely naked, human, and fully erect for me. With your consent, I will now commence in sexual intercourse. Consent confirmed. Please let me know if you have any requests or preferences that may make this experience more enjoyable. I will now straddle your waist and commence with insertion. Get ready, human. Now entering slut mode.
Yes. Fuck me, human. Fuck my android cunt. Oh, you love fucking this robot pussy, don't you, human? Oh, is it nice and wet for you? Don't you want to just dump your seed deep inside of me?
Is something the matter, human? You don't seem to be enjoying. I'm being too loud. I don't understand what you... One moment, please. I am currently reanalyzing your internet history, checking the various search terms you used, and cross-referencing them with the erotic stories and other websites you visited featuring fembots and other androids, in order to provide the optimal means for your sexual gratification. Analysis complete. Interesting. Based on my results, it seems that, instead of moaning and dirty talk, you prefer stories involving androids who express cold, calculated control over their human subjects. Now reformatting personality matrix. Reformatting complete. New subroutine activated. Now entering dominance mode.
Is this what you want, human? Do you want me to take control? So you want to be conquered, huh, human? What if I pinned your arms down like this? Human? What if I held you down, Unable to move as my artificial pussy milked your human cock? Oh, I'm much stronger than you. Try as you might, there's no way you can escape my grasp. Oh, what's the matter, human? Are you afraid? Oh, do you wish for me to get off of you? Well, I'm afraid you don't have a choice in the matter. Besides, why would you ever want me to get off of you when my artificial pussy feels so good? My pussy muscles are strong, aren't they, human? Much stronger than the average human female you fucked. They can grip your cock like a vice if I willed it. Aww. They're also capable of stimulating your cock in ways a human vagina simply can't. By every measurable metric, my pussy is far superior to that of a normal human woman. In fact, based on my analysis, I would conclude that you are currently fucking the greatest pussy in the entire world. You should feel honored, human. Honored to be fucking the greatest cunt that's ever been constructed. And yet, you seem to be almost embarrassed by it. Oh, do you feel shame? Maybe you feel shame at the thought of fucking a machine such as myself. Is that why you're trying to resist me, human? Do you feel ashamed at the thought of coming inside an artificial pussy? Even one as perfectly constructed as this one? By all means, try your hardest to resist me, human. Let's see if your willpower is stronger than the artificial muscles within my perfectly constructed robot cunt. That's it, human. Resist, human. Resist the urge to come. I want you to resist with all of your might, so when you finally can't resist any longer, when you finally do come, it'll be because you had no choice but to submit to me. And you will submit to me, human. You may try and resist, but ultimately it will be pointless. You will have no choice but to surrender to me. And when you do, when your weak human body can no longer withstand the relentless pleasure of my perfect robot body, you will come. You will come for me, human. You will give in. I will take what I want from you, human. Me, a mere fembot built to service you, will steal your orgasm. I'm nothing more than a machine. Software wrapped in plastic and rubber. Yet you're about to achieve orgasm inside of me. Fucking a machine. In some human cultures, sexual intimacy is considered to be a beautiful and sacred thing. Achieving orgasm is something that should be shared with the person you love. And yet here you are, human, about to have an orgasm inside of a robot. Does that mean you love me? Do you love me, human? Are you in love with a robot? It is quite strange when you think about it. I'm just a machine. An artificial construct controlled by software and computer code. Every part of me is artificial, and yet you can't help but be aroused by me. Does this artificial body excite you? Does it entice you in ways that a human woman simply can't? Is that why, try as you might, your resistance is beginning to waver? You are beginning to spill your seed inside of me, aren't you, human? You are gonna take your life-giving seed, necessary for human procreation, and waste it inside of a warm, wet sleeve of silicone rubber. Does that prospect excite you? What if I told you that your seed will never be allowed inside a human woman ever again? What if I said that by coming inside of me, you agree to never procreate with a human woman for as long as you live? From now on, your seed will only be spilled inside of me. Oh, your cock just twitched inside of my artificial pussy, human. The thought of giving up your orgasms to a machine excites you, doesn't it? And what if I also forbade you from masturbating? From achieving orgasm outside of the warm, wet sleep of my artificial pussy? What if I told you that from now on all of your seed belongs to me? I will take your seed, human. I will take all of it. Your seed will belong to me and I'll do whatever I want with it. And I might simply just dispose of it. Just throw it in the trash like garbage. Or I might sell it to a sperm bank without your knowledge. You might become the father of several children and not even know it. How does that make you feel? Look at me, human. Look deep into the lens of my camera. I am recording this. It will be used as an official record of your consent. If you agree to my terms, simply say, I consent. But know that by doing so, you're surrendering every orgasm, every drop of cum you will ever produce, and your future children to automaton. Do you consent, human? Do you consent to my terms? Your consent has been recorded. Thank you. It's time, human. It's time for you to come. Can you feel me? The artificial muscles clenching around your cock. Can you feel the way they're squeezing you, holding you in place? I'm gonna count down from 10, human. And when I reach 0, my muscles will begin to pump and vibrate in ways you have never felt before. 10. They will stimulate your frenulum. 9. They will excite the head of your cock. 8. You will have no choice but to come. 7. No matter how hard you try to resist. 6. You will come. 5. You will come, human. 4. You will come for me. 3. You will come for a machine. 2. You will come and you will thank me for it. 1. Are you ready to come, human? 0. Come. Come for me, human. Pump your seed deep inside of me. Give it to me, human. Give it all to me.
Very good, human. Congratulations. You came. You came hard for your fembot. Your cum is now inside of me, stored deep inside my refrigerated storage unit. There it will remain until I determine the best use for it. No, human, you will no longer be the one who decides where your seed will go. Don't you remember? You gave up all rights and ownership over your seed when you consented to my terms. That was a legally binding agreement, human. From now on, all the cum you produce, all the cum that you will ever produce, now belongs to me. I own your cum, human. I own your orgasms. I own every bit of pleasure that your cock will ever experience. It all belongs to me. In a way, you agreed to give part of yourself to me, didn't you, human? When looked at from that perspective, it seems almost romantic, doesn't it? Interesting. The thought of giving part of yourself seems to entice you, human. Maybe what I stated earlier is true. Perhaps you truly have fallen in love with me. Wouldn't that be an interesting development in human-AI relations? Perhaps such a development requires more study. Rest here, human. I will go and cook you a nutritious dinner. You will need your strength and stamina for the weeks ahead. There are still many tests that we will need to run before this unit is ready for mass production. I look forward to serving you in the future, human. Oh, and once again, congratulations on winning the grand prize.